Zmanim, and they have a Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah. I mean, I want to talk about those specific things that are relevant to this talk, this year, when Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. Those are not general halachas, but it's enough. Yeah. Okay, good. Good. That's the question. We'll start with Suda Mafsekes. Every Tisha B'Av is before the, let's see here, Mr. Brewer's Vav. Yeah, 1 second. Okay. If other people, every year there's a mitzvah. Oh, is it a chiyuv or not? Not that clear. Some say it's optional. You don't want, don't have to. Suda Mafsekes. Just go straight from breakfast into the tunis. But some say no. There's a chiyuv to have a Suda Mafsekes. It's a chiyuv. Tav Kuf Nun Beis. You see, the Gemara only has what you should not do. Should not bust a yayin in Suda Mafsekes. But it's there a din. So there is a Yerushalmi that's Rav, I think, ate Suda Mafsekes. And he said, Zeh Suda Shel Tisha B'Av. It's part of the Avelus. Is it going about this? Is it chiyuv or not to eat Suda Mafsekes? Hear the question again. Okay. It's a Tav Kuf Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. And is a grow. Is it optional or not optional? Or a chiyuv? Suda Mafsekes. Second. Right. There's a Gra somewhere. He says it's like Erev Yom Kippur. It's a din like Erev Yom Kippur. It's a chiyuv mamish. It's a chiyuv mamish. Like Erev Yom Kippur. Right, the camp of a yayin. The more mentions is set by the tanner on the floor. Set on the floor. Here's the girl. Here's the girl. Tough coffin bays. The girl is letter. Yeah. He says, "Minayagin b'harbos k'sas b'suda harishayna k'esh l'yazik." That's the first suda. Before Suda Mafsekes, like every, that's Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur. Anyway. You show me those suda shall suda shall you teach about. The shaila is that's eat it's in the floor, no mezumin. What about this year? What about this year? You have a Sfilim Apsekis. What do you do this year? So there's a very interesting Gemara about it. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tufnun Beis, Kufnun Beis, Sif Yud. In Chal Tishva Becha B'Shabbos, Oy Shechal B'Shabbos Nidchal Achal Shabbos, Oy Chol Bosar. You have to hear that. Tomorrow, Shalosh Shudas, Rishoy Seyayin, Mesudah Mapsekes, Umayla Al Shulchanoi, Afilu Kesudah Shloimoi, Beis Malchusoi. So I have to meet Boy Jim, we'll get to that. So what's Sudah Shloimoi doing over here? Sudah Shloimoi. But Shlomo is known for his Chochma. Wasn't that? Should it be Tzudas Achashverosh should have been? What's Tzudas Shlomo doing over here? The Mulavram said, but don't have Simcha. I'm sure you're phenomenal Dik and Rambam. Phenomenal Dik. If you get rid of the Rambam, Nachos Tainis, Perikei Alech Vefes. Let's see if you're sensitive to this. To the Rambam. Perikei, Tainis, open to the Rambam. Oh, I need a Sfardi here. They don't know anything, the Ashkenazim. Right. Here. Let's read the Rambam over here. Hilchos Tainis. Okay, have a seat. Okay. Perkei Lechaches. Okay, a Zion and then Ches. Wow. Zion and Ches. Teach about Velki Yom, the whole double. When Eichlan Ellen void Yom. In a shmosh of shaloi also, kiyum a kippurim. While there's a piece of every word here, I'm not going into it. The loy yolichal basar every tish above. That's before it's a din. The minig of the 9 days was not in his day. He didn't have that minig. Maybe he did. One second, he has that minig. Maybe and the minig, yeah, he has it before. Here's a din over here. Right. What does mafsekas mean? The suda that is mafsek the eating to hasting. Abu shoysehu yai megitoi sheish loy shloishi yomim oy pochos before it ferments. Grape juice you let it drink. I'll be then. Then I'll be minig. V'ol chabos moyach sheish loy shloishi yomim yeser. You cannot have two tapshilin. So what's the minig oilam? Huh? And the wash, an egg, and that's it. And some drink. That's the suda. Right before the tonus. And the whole year, you have a big suda, you have this tiny suda, right. On the floor, without friends. Now look at this. By medvam amurim, shoach al tishabav achra chatzois. Avon soad koyim chatzois. Avon shumafzik bo. Oichol koma shiirtze. This avelis, part of avelis. And this avelis thought sifta chatzois, erev tishabav. That's regular year. Now look over here, over here. Look over here. The Arab teach above Shachalis B'Shabbos. That's tomorrow. He's talking to you now. Oichol V'Shoise, it's wine. Kol Tzarkoi U'mal Al Shulchani, again. I feel Kesudah Shloimoi. He mixed with Shlomo HaMelech over here. V'chein, same din applies to Tisha B'Av itself, Chal B'Shabbos. Right, I think last year. Eino mechasek klum. What does that mean in English? Translate these words in English. Eino mechasek klum. No matter what.
Shouldn't be missing anything.
What?
Shouldn't be missing anything.
See, it's very slowly again. I can't hear every word. What?
Shouldn't be missing anything.
Right. Correct. Not any other translation?
Shouldn't take away anything.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be lacking.
What?
Lacking.
Say the whole sentence.
You shouldn't be lacking anything.
Yeah. There's one word, you keep on saying that word over and over again.
And you.
What did you say?
And you.
Menu? Yeah.
He said not.
Ain't a machasa klum.
He isn't.
What word did you use? With the SH you use the word? Should not.
Can't.
Cannot.
Oh, can't. That's should not and cannot. There's another word I would say.
Is not.
You don't have to be machasa klum. What's mashma over here? Somebody is not interested in tomorrow afternoon in meat before Shkia. Eat your meat! That's I see in the Rambam over here. You should not be mechasek klum. Not you don't have to be mechasek klum. Whoa! Again. And Oichah v'shoysa kol tzarekai. What does it mean in English? Oichah v'shoysa kol tzarekai.
All your needs.
Huh?
To his needs. All his needs.
Louder.
All his needs.
No, what's Oichah v'shoysa?
Eat and drink.
Again. Two ways of translating it. You should eat kol tzarekai. Or you could eat. Or you could eat kol tzarekai. Oh. Oh. Oh, how say kol tzarekai? Umal al shulchanai. Here's a chish otzum. So you had the Frankel, the new one. The Frankel? That's not the new one. That's the new one? Amazing! See? If I would have died from Corona, I wouldn't know this. I've learned this 1,000 times, I didn't realize this. See that? Now you know why I didn't die from Corona. Of course, I have to know this. One second. Let's see the back over here. You have to eat delicious food like Shlomo. Why? What's Shlomo Melech over here? Why are you bothering him to pick it from the grave? Why are you bothering Shlomo Melech? I'll tell you one sec. I'll tell you pshat. Perkei Ches. You can Rambam. Right. See the other Frankel? It has the same. Take the other one. See, it has the same over there. This is the new one. What happened was, after that came out, I met Shapsi Frankel by the doctor. I said, Shkoyach for your Rambam, but you should get rid of your staff. Because the Chassidish guys only bought Shivas and the Farshim. Terrible. So he fired his staff, and he made a new staff, and made 2 volumes out of one. It's so much he suffers. Right. I wonder if he has this over here. Perkei, Alocha Ches. Oh. Second. Perkei. Why? Midloy nokat. Listen in. Nate. Listen, listen. Midloy nokat loshin yochol. Again. Does not say yochol. I will show you. Mashpeh v'chiyuv. B'tavshu shol basar. In a machasek chum. Hear that. Oh, so Shulam Eishim, next one says he could. Machlok is an Achroin, how to read a Rambam. You have a Tei, Ches, Chaynes.
It's not in the old one.
You hear that? Why do you have to? Right. So I'm going to tell you a shot. It's Rabbeinu Yoina that says, why do you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur? The Machlokis and Rishonim. What do you do in Kippur? The Rosh says, it's a mitzvah, it's not a chok. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very long fast. So he wants to get well prepared, do you know that? For the fast. So it's not fasting, does not have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. That's according to the Rosh.
It's
not. What?
It's not an old one.
Not an old one. See ya. That meeting with the doctor, everybody complained. The matter, the next volume is all good, right? He's a chassidish guy. They bought chivas. They bought. They didn't bring down a miri mamish. The new one's very good, thorough. Oh, besides Harry Kedem, they don't have. Correct. That would happen. Mashiach would come. And that does money apparently. Anyway, so the Rabbeinu Yoina said a fantastic thing. Why do you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur? You know Rabbeinu Yoina? Really, Yom Kippur should be the happiest day of the year. Get rid of all your pekwach. It's a beautiful story. It's going to be in the next. Whatever safe I reprint, I put it in. Can I get it? That is. It was after Nila. Certain cities in Europe, they did a Minigar Rambam. They finished Nila before Shkia. Waiting for the Zaman. And, Shemoshe Soloveitchik says, it's his little son, Beryl, come here. Look out the window. What do you see now? I see your son about to set Shkia. I see Mechilas Avoinos. I see Mechilas Avoinos. And Chip's that, isn't that a story? Wow. And Chip's the happiest day of the year. You get rid of your pickle. Anybody daven Shmonesra Mitzrayim Kip more than 40 seconds, I push. What are you daven with sugar now? You have no averus, nothing. You hear that? You're not be cursed. That's why he's daven. He does not believe in tshuva. He's not be cursed. Right. Anyway, I daven 20 seconds. I'm machmir. So it's the happiest day of the year. Should have a suit on Yom Kippur. But you can't. You have to fast. So we switched to Erev Yom Kippur. That's a suit of Ben Yonah says that. We switched to Erev Yom Kippur. See, if you're not going to fast Yom Kippur, it's a suit for a simcha of a slicha mechila. It's the happiest day of the year. Right. It's known, all the Gdol and Olam, but the happiest time. Right. Everybody knew if you wanted a favor from the Rav, forget it. Right after Yom Kippur, every favor for you. Yes, he would do. Such a happy mood. Anyway. So really, Tisha B'Av should be the happiest day of the year. But there's a Chazal. What's the Chazal? That one of you do not say Tachnun. Many of you don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. One reason it's not going to help. So some tefillah. Another one for tefillah. Another reason is Korolai Moyed, it's called Moyed, Mashiach is going to be born when? Tisha B'Av. It's Chazal like that. Tisha B'Av could be a means who was decided on Tisha B'Av. To fend for the Babbage Rebbe was not born on Tisha B'Av. It was decided on Tisha B'Av, the Mashiach will come. Happiest day of the year. Yeah. You can't celebrate. Why can't you celebrate? Because it's a tannis, a veilus. Oh, when Shabbos is on Tisha B'Av, even Erev Tisha B'Av, so it's a Sudas Mashiach. The Shabbos knocks off the veilus, and then, I took off the veilus, I can make the Suda now. Sudas Mashiach. Now, who is Mashiach the son of? Oh, this, the Pesach Mishnayos says he's the son of Shlomo ben David. It's through Shlomo. David had many, many sons. It's going to be through Shlomo. That's Tzura Shlomo B'Shaitoi. That's why it's a chiyuv to have this massive Tzura. Not like the Mogen Rambam says, not be happy. Rambam's not like that. Ain't a Mogen Rambam says, nothing. Yeah. Ain't a machasik chlum. Ain't a machasik. Not allowed to leave anything out. That. Correct. Not like Mogen Rambam. Like it's B'liya, B'liya. It's a ain't a machasik chlum. I feel it's still a shlomo b'shaitoi. It's a massive party, right? It's a party for Birus HaMashiach ben Shlomo ben David. Anyway,
Rebbe.
That's when let me finish over here. There is different minhagim. When do you start the fast tomorrow night? Now you can't eat, that big lump is coming up. You can't eat after Shkia. Correct. Yeah, but when do you have to get off the seat, take off your shoes? When do you have to get off your seat? So by, I see all the books. Yomor says you have to baruchu. You take off your shoes. He doesn't say when he said baruchu. So they all assume, oh, he's coming early then. Early. It's that. But in Chassidish circles, Lumbish Chassidish circles, you have to stop eating by Shkia. Assume so why. And they bench, and they say, we'd say, after Shalashuddhis, and then they stay in the seats and they sing for 2 hours. For 2 hours, 10:30. Then they get up and they say, Baruch HaMavdil, and they switch into the weekday clothes and they daven Maariv. They sing on the seats, singing away more than usual. What's the pshat in this? I'll tell you the pshat. There are two things going on. That's what I do. Not the way they say Yerush. This is not just negayat Erev Tisha B'Av. Rachmon Litzlan and Ovel. He's sitting Shiva. And Shabbos comes. When does he go back to Shiva? As soon as possible, or I can sing you along till 10:30. I'll play the lumbus over here. He must stop beating. Why? He must stop beating. Because it's Tisha B'Av tonight. It's twice for Shabbos. Here's lumbus now. You can't blank kindness, blank Shabbos. What's the word? What's the same word missing the blank? You can't blank kindness, blank kindness, blank Shabbos.
Can't mix kindness
and Shabbos. Yoim. You cannot have a fast day on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos cannot be a fast day. Guy has a bad dream, right? There's a special halacha there. You cannot have a fast day on Tainus. Ain goizmin Tainus in the Shabbos. But could you, fasting a few hours on Shabbos, is that a steer to Shabbos? Fasting a few hours on Shabbos. When do you fast a few hours on Shabbos? Halacha l'maisa, you just did it. When do you fast? Asherba Tavis, when was it? When was the Asherba Tavis when? When was it?
Friday.
You fasted into Shabbos. A few hours, an hour, right? You let it fast on Shabbos. You can't have a yom kindness and a yom Shabbos. You hear that? You can't have a yom kindness. Therefore, the minute it's Shkia, stop eating. Hi, Shabbos. So what? A few hours in Shabbos get fast. You're not making a yom kindness. Avelus, and not you can make a yom evil yom. No avelus in Shabbos. No ma'isa avelus in Shabbos. No yom kindness in Shabbos. Again, you hear a lambda over here. You can't make Shabbos into a yom kindness. So therefore, when Shkia comes tomorrow night, stop eating. I say, yeah, it's a few hours of fasting on Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. For example, what time does Rabbi Shirk need Shalosh Shudas every Shabbos? 7:30 or 8:30?
After Shkia.
9:30. It's still Shabbos. If you can make an early Shabbos, you do that. Make early Shabbos. You do. So you can make a late Shabbos. Right. It's still Shabbos, but fast a few hours. But no avelus. No ma'isa avelus. Permitted on Shabbos. No ma'isa avelus. No sadness, right, on Shabbos. Therefore, so tomorrow night, you stop eating by Shkia. You stop eating by Shkia. And the Odi Nuim also probably. But sit by the table and sing your head off. This is playing with Shaitai. No avelus on Shabbos. Yeah, that's a pshara over here. It's not a pshara. Only bothers me, why you gotta wear your shoes? Shoes are not just avelus. Shoes are also the hei nuyim. Five nuyim in shoes. It should be like washing and eating. That's a kasha. But anyway, so that is it, again. So again, what do you do? So again, if they understand, they send the yeshiva over here, they also, like, they don't rush into my room, into taking your shoes off. They don't. Right, you remember? You remember? Right. They don't take the time. It's Tosh for Shabbos. It's Shabbos. How long you could do this is a question. For example, Lubavitch is very, very interested in publicity and videoing everything. And you ever see a Tish video? Interesting, yeah? Right. But Moitzi Yom Tov, you finish benching 2 in the morning. No videos, no recordings, nothing. It's Yom Tov. till 2 in the morning even. How do I know? I slept in Rabbi Tversky over some to a Motsi Yom Tov Tish. 2 in the morning. It was right after he had his heart attack. 2 in the morning. Right. And he coached Ol Bracha to 10,000 people. Rabbi Tversky never forgave me. Yeah. Anyway, but that was, it's still Yom Tov, so can eat. Because eating is chal on Shabbos. You're making yom tainus. Right. Maisa tainus is muta on Shabbos. Yom tainus is also on Yom Shabbos. But any avails. So that's why, you hear that? So that's what chassidim do. Knowledgeable ones. They stop eating before shkia. You got it? And then they start the inuyim. 10 o'clock. Not the inuyim, the avelis. That's it's a riddle. When does the night of Tisha B'Av start 10:30? That's the case. It's Motzi Shabbos. That's the power twice for Shabbos. You have all these guys rushing, every Shalosh Shudas, rushing to each Shalosh Shudas before Shkia. Right. Wrong. Right. Mr. Brewer is very mocked about this. That there was a nice Jew, a knowledgeable Jew, who used to wash when it was dark. Right. What's a knowledgeable Jew's name? Reb Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker would wash Kishetechshach. Okay. What do you want to ask now?
Maybe Shlomo Melech is because Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash.
Therefore what?
So it's like a Suda of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
A Suda from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Uh-huh. That's Chaim and Suda for sure. Okay. Now there's another important point. Okay. Second. The Chiv Sudam of Sekas. Now, a very important point. It's a big Avera. It's a Gemara. They have Boss of a Yayin, not the Minig, Avera, and Sudam of Sekas. That's the Gemara in Tainus. They have more Tainus here. It's a big avery, it's boss of a yayin. Not the 9 days. That's a minig. But on Sulam of Sekas. And what says why? What's the big avery about? What's a terrible avery? See, what says a very dramatic phrase that Tisha B'Av, pay attention now. It's avelus is aninus. What does Avelis mean? 7 day Avelis, when does it start? When does Avelis start?
9 days.
By Short mace. When it's covered, they cover the grave. Stima Sagoil, they cover the grave, he starts Shiva. Till then, he's an Oinon. Oinon means Mesoi, synonym for Oinon is what? Mesoi? Mutalafonov. The body is there to bury, then is the oinon. And the oinon is also boss of a yayin. Not an elbow, always boss of a yayin. Special benching with wine. Oinon is more severe. No boss of a yayin for an oinon. I remember, I taught Balabatim. My father taught Balabatim. And I taught Balabatim, I asked him to share. But a bunch of Balabatim, I told them, my first share was, my father wanted, they didn't want to go to yeshiva. My father worked on you, you should be Shemir Shabbos. You were successful. I'm going to work on you, you should quit your jobs and go to Kollel. Because I'm going to work on you. Guess what? I succeeded. As a matter of fact, one of the Balabatim is pictured on my wall with my father. He has sons in this yeshiva, a Tomo. very big lamdonim and other yeshivas. That's one of my balabatim. Hear that? You know, he's sitting in this room last week. Right. Another balabas just died, a Talmud of just died from Corona. His son is Chaburz and Lakewood. Another one, I really had these bits of balabatim over there. There's one guy over there, I say, Arthur, because his mother died. And, right, he calls me, Mr. Shabbos, mother died. Revised Sunday morning. And I can provide, I said, Arthur, I met him. Arthur, what did you have for supper last night? Oh, there's some meat left over from Shabbos. I said, Arthur, did you bench? I never benched with so much kavanah in my whole life. His mother's dead then. And Einan, no basar, no yayin, no mitzvahs, no benching. Hear that? He didn't know that. Right. He never had so much kavanah in his life in benching. Then I said, I said a hesped. Very nice guy, Arthur. Some I succeeded more, some less. As usual. Anyway, this other Talmud, whose son's in yeshiva, everybody's going home from Levaya, and says, comes running, Rebbe! I was also on my way home. Where's the yeshiva? Toward Tmima. I said, Rebbe, come back to the... Why? You have to come back. I come back. This guy, his father, you know, the intellectual guy, he's following everything. And, after Levaya, it was a very busy Sunday. Sunday's a very busy day because Shabbos on Friday, busy day. I said, anyway, they're wheeling around the coffin. So this Talmud of mine says, and they're wheeling another coffin. So Arthur's mother, they're wheeling her. So where are you taking it? Oh, she goes to Long Island. Right. And the other one? It's Israel. Arthur told his friend his mother's going to Israel. They mixed up the coffin. They mixed up the wagon. So this Talmud of mine, that's the only guy who ignored him. He called me, come back. He showed me. I read the little words over there. He was right, they mixed up the coffins. I promised him, stop that! Okay, the boss comes in, the big boss. Big fat guy, baldy, with a big cigar. Right, the big cigar guy. He said, what's going on? What's the problem? I said, you mixed up. He says, I'm 25 years in a business, no one complained yet. Okay, that's a tish buff story. Anyway, nobody complained yet. He's in a good business. Nearly as good as being a moyo. Okay. Right. No one complains yet. But, anyway, so that's only Boss of a Yayin. So Boss of a Yayin is also. Now, you have a man had a heart condition. Heart condition does not fasten Tisha B'Av. Even Yom Kippur is a big problem. Tisha B'Av for sure not. So he makes Havdalah, right? Now, what does he make the Havdalah on? Can he make Havdalah on wine? Now, what's a Shaila? You mustn't pay a lot of attention now. It's a brisker Rav with a brisker Derech against the older Shoinim. Yeah. So over here, listen to the Gemara over here. Daf Lama Nomer Aleph. Listen to the Gemara over here. Okay. It's a Gemara. You should know the Gemara. Second. Yeah. Okay. It's a Gemara. We can't bust a yayin. Why not? When we suit him up sekes, we can't bust a yayin. Second.
How does one bench?
Oh, I'm sorry. Daf Lamed. Wait 1 second. Here it is. Here. Chavtesam adalas. Omer v'rav. Kach choy min holy shob Yehuda v'rabeloi. Erev tishba mevien loy pas hareva. What pas hareva mean? Dry bread. The melach. The yoshev bein tana l'karayim. A piece of bread. Vorecham v'shoyse. Kitten shomayim. V'doyme kemi shemese mutal afonov. I saw him up seconds. What is he? The Mesa Mutalafonov. He's the Oinon. And the Roman passing is there too. So not only is that veil some fish, but what is there? Aninus. And no boss of a Yayin. Hasper Shalom. Boy, he's the Oinon. On. Oh. Hear the question again. Let's read the Rambam. He's the Oinon on Tisha B'Av. So why do you put it for mitzvahs? I don't know. There's that. Between Sudam of Sekes. Between Sudam of Sekes. What is he? He's an Oinon. Kemesei Mutalafonov. The Rambam. Perikel Hates. He's in the Gemara. Right. Sudam Rishonim. Erev Tishba, Vesidim Apsekes, Kemesai Mutalafonov. He's the Oinon. Now, what's the question now? The Hakira now. The Danina starts by Sudim Apsekes. Does it continue or it ends after Sudim Apsekes? My Nafkamina, someone has a heart condition. Can he make Havdalah on wine? Tomorrow night. Can make Havdalah on wine. Now, what else is there besides Basar V'Yayin? Sitting on the floor is from Aninus. Not Avelis. So he sat on the floor here by the Sivan of Sekis. The Yoshev. Ben Tanu
L'Kirayim. Doesn't
it almost stay on the floor, right? That's a minig. It's only a minig. So now, the Brisk Rav says that you make Havdalah on wine on tomorrow night. Or someone is making Havdalah on wine. On wine. Lamaisa, he made Havdalah, himself fasting at Tisha B'Av. He's a sick man. On wine or grape juice. If you look in Rishonim say that why did people get up from the floor, Chatzos? Because until Chatzos, the Mason with Lofanov. What happened after Chatzos?
Stopped burning.
Started to burn. Once it started to burn, it's not Mason with Lafonov, it's Avelis. So they hold that is Aninus and Mason with Lafonov, full Chatzos. There's an Erzeruah. What do you say in davening? what extra tefillah Saint Davening on Tisha B'Av? Nachem. So why don't you say Nachem? What do you say Nachem? In Mincha. Why don't you say Nachem in Shacharis? If there is a rule, until Mincha it's Meisim with Lefanov, then Menachem is a Meis calls Man Shemeisim with Lefanov. Hear that. And Beisoyse, Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, means down in Ritzvah. Until Chatzoyse, it's Meisim with Lefanov. That's when he burned it. Started burning it. And therefore, you get up after Chatzos. Now, the Gra had a sheet that you don't get up after Chatzos. So it's made some little fun of the whole Tisha B'Av. The whole Tisha made some little fun of it. So the Queen Brisk B'Av is over with. As long as it's over with, that's a brisk idea. What's the idea? It's only brought down by some of Sekas. These were made some little fun of. Not brought down anywhere else. Salah Alamaisa. He paskin. Allah Alamaisa, he paskin. Anyone makes Abdullah? There are a lot of people. Baruch Hashem today, people are living longer. But they can't fast. They eat and Tisha B'Av. So how do they make Abdullah? It's after Shabbos. His brisket with wine and grape juice. He was an Oinon. During Sulam of Sekis. As one has that. Nowhere else. No other time. Our many is full Chatzos. A lot of things we do after Chatzos. Well, what happened? What changed? It started burning. So what? Then what happens then? It's not made some little fun of anymore. Correct. Against the Brisk B'Av, interesting.
What changed with Brisk B'Av?
Brisk B'Av? Why Hashem of Sekis?
Yeah, what changed?
What's so special about Hashem of Sekis?
And it changes.
The horrible, that's the horrible moments of the apex, the high points of the realist of Hashem of Sekis. Interesting. That's the highest point. Besides this year. This year, it's Tzudas Mashiach. Right. That's the high point. Not in Tisha B'Av yet. Not in Tisha B'Av. That you shall me, those Suda shall Tisha B'Av. That's the high point. They have over there, and they told this famous story of some cipher. He used to disappear during 7 seconds, private, didn't anybody come in. So the guy hid. Was watching him. So he saw he was crying hysterically with a cup. And he caught his tears with a cup and he dipped the bread into the cup of tears. The pasuk, Lechem Dimasi, that was his minig. It was the high point of the veil of Tisha B'Av. Mason with Lefanov. It's an interesting thing. I just saw this. I'm schmoozing and I'm giving him. What exactly do we lose? Yeah, ganz gut. Ganz gut. What do you miss out for? You're missing the Beis HaMikdash. They all answer, oh, if you have Gilui Shechina, oh, your Madrega will be much higher. I look in Kinnis, I look in the words. 45 tzaddikim died in Meron. That's Tisha B'Av. Miami, a whole bunch of tzaddikim. It was a Jewish episode. A whole bunch of tzaddikim. My wife has a sister from Crown Heights. She knew it. Yes, a lot of Chabad people. No, professionals, physicists, things like that. Tzaddikim. You have kids at risk. It's a very nice word for it. You have divorces and Alta Bachrim and Ochan Tzaris and Corona. It's all Tisha B'Av, all Hes Tapanim. Hashem left. He left. No simcha. Tzaris, midas adin. You don't have to come on to Hecha Madregis. Hecha Madregis. There's so much tzaris. Is there one family that does not have someone at risk or divorces or alta bachrim or sick? Is there one family? The best homes, such tzaris. Look in Eichel. Tishtapech na'abne kolish. Death and death and misery. It's all because of Tisha B'Av. All because of Tisha B'Av. Hester Palm, Hashem said bye bye. And once he says bye bye, his midas adin. And that all this is Saraturus. Nevach. I see this lady, the grandmother, the boy was killed in Moronic. Red eyes. Didn't stop crying. Such Saras. Such Saras. And Corona. Corona, how many people died from Corona? How many people? In America, it's much worse. So many people I knew. Macharusa. All Tisha B'Av. All Hester Panim. Right. As a matter of fact, it says, Malkum Sereo by Goyim ain't Torah. You don't have the real Torah. Once you have the real Torah, when there's misery, you can't have the real Torah. So it has to be when you're popping from joy, hopping and popping, and right. But if someone is there's misery, and there's tzaris, and you have to work on yourself to not take big Rosh Yeshivas who specialize in Simcha. Think of Shul Birnbaum. You heard of him? Shul Birnbaum from the Mir? He had one son, a very good Bacha. He was at his real learning. And he went to Gali Tzan Tanya for vacation in Osmanim after Tisha B'Av. He went swimming. A week before, there was a terrorist attack. He took a boat onto the beach in Tel Aviv. He killed a whole bunch of people. So he hired guards. And he locked the hotel door. The guy comes from swimming. Right? And the door was locked. Climbing through the window, Shmuel Birnbaum's son. He hired a guard who was hard of hearing. Cheap. So he starts shooting at him. He said, "Ani Yehudi." He killed him. That's one son of Shmuel Birnbaum. Another son, he had a son of genius. A real phenomenal character. Label Birnbaum, was a famous guy. A nice guy. Interesting. He took after Kalmanovich, the Shmuel Birnbaum's father-in-law. He's a real interesting character. Eloy. Right. He was supposed to be his power, take over. He's 42, got lung cancer, and died from 42 years old. Shmuel Birnbaum never visited Israel. Waste of time, waste of money. You know, it's probably Simon. He came every Yomtiv to be Yomtiv with them. That's Saris. Take Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Right. He's Chazainish. It's a world, it's all Tisha B'Av. It's all Tisha B'Av. Hashem is not here. Hester Panim. Midas Adin takes over. And people suffer. Talmud Chacham more than anybody else. So that's plenty to cry about Tisha B'Av. Plenty to cry about. Tzaris. Right. And such a achmanis that from Zalman Oyebach, people came to him right after Mincha, you know, for an hour, 2 hours, then we'd eat. And I can't eat. So this kid said, "Why can't you eat?" Everybody brings a tzaras to me. I just can't take it. I lost my appetite. I can't eat. So they say, but Tati, every day they bring tzaras to you. What happened today? Every day they bring the tzaras. They also bring some good news. So I wait as I eat. Today it was no good news. Only tzaras. So I can't eat. Imagine that. He was a nice guy. He was like a promotion was. Anyway, plenty of quiet hest upon him. You don't have to come on to big madrigas. The big madrigas. You have the guys in Tomo. Mamish promise. Someone visited a Rav. And he says, what's the one? I see the cemetery near the house. He says, Paul Peinun, Paul Nitman, 3 years old. Another 2 years old. Another 3 years old, 4 years old. What's going on over here? What kind of epidemic? This one left with yeshiva 3 years and left. This one was 2 years in yeshiva and he left. This one was, yeah. So 3 years in yeshiva and he left. Paul Nitman. Hear that? Right. What will become? Another Jewish expert in root canal. Another Jewish expert in root canal. I was this guy. I had a big root canal problem. They sent me to experts. This expert was into Tchelus. He had Tchelus Mishagas. Right. And he with a friend hired a boat in the Mediterranean looking for the worm. He wasn't. And doing root canal and darshing away with his tchelis. I'm dying from fright. I say, maybe you could concentrate more on my teeth than your tchelis over there. He was hacking away with his tchelis over there. Anyway. It's an Irish guy. Anyway, you want to hold his own needle for all together. Anyway, should you have a binyan beis hamikdash from Yemenu? And Malka was served by Goyim Ein Torah. There's no clarity in learning. People say shtuyot, you know? And so many machloikis. Everything is a machloikis. There was another interesting shaila. Someone is making Havdalah a heart condition. Because someone else who's healthy be yotze with his Havdalah. You know that? What's the pshat? Hear that? Person's fasting makes Havdalah Sunday night. His old father is not fasting, and makes Havdalah Saturday night. The son be yotze the Sunday night to Havdalah of Saturday night. Or we say no. For the son, it's Friday night. Not Saturday night. It's Friday night still. Because it's not as much Havdalah for him. Because he can't drink. Again, healthy people make Havdalah one Sunday night. Sick people make Havdalah one Saturday night. For the Sunday night guy, the yotze with Havdalah, he heard of his old father. My father last year did not fast. Not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, he died a few months after that. Right. So if I heard Havdalah from him then on Saturday night, was a yotze or not? I would say no.
That's
not Abdullah? No, that's not Abdullah. Because he can't have a suda, he can't eat, he can't drink. They change it to Sunday night. It's not Abdullah, Sunday night. Hear that? The one who has a shayla is Ramban. Has that shayla. Here's shayla again.
Why does eating, drinking, and suda affect
Abdullah? Oh, that's a good question. What's the purpose of Abdullah? Not to the suda. Hmm. Right. Melacha Yidu and Shemin Esrei. The purpose of our Kiddush and Havdalah is to create a Suda and not to the Suda. Since Saturday night this year there's no Suda, it wasn't his man, Sunday night. So he's hearing Havdalah Saturday night, it's like hearing Havdalah Friday night. Okay? So we're not going to know because the Mashiach comes. So ain't Torah.